And welcome back for round three of In-Depth in the Chair, Mr. Matthew Vaughn, Catholic Charities of Northern Nevada. Matthew, how are you, bud?
Great. Always good to be back.
It's good to have you. And we're usually, you were just talking about kind of right before we started recording, we're usually promoting an event because you guys do so much. But you're kind of just talking about what's the state of things as far as homelessness and so on in Northern Nevada.
Yeah, actually, this is a really hot topic right now and something that I think a lot of people in the community are seeing and are starting to be more aware of. We have a real housing crisis right now. We look at the rising cost of rent and just the lack of availability for housing in general, but, you know, tack on the lack of affordable housing options for people who are either low income or on a fixed income. So it's a real problem right now, real epidemic, if you will. And I know that city leaders are aware of it. I was just looking at one of the stories that came out this week about the forum for some of the city council or mayor candidates, and affordable housing was definitely the talk of that evening. Everybody in the audience was buzzing about it, and that was really the focus for the mayoral candidates, and which is good because people need to be talking about it. We need to be having this dialogue right now because it's a serious problem. At Catholic Charities of Northern Nevada, we've definitely seen an increase in the number of people coming to us for help and just an increase in the number of services we're providing. And so we're stretched thin right now. We're really just trying to help as many people as we can because we're not going to turn anybody away. We're going to help these people, but we're seeing a lot more families coming through our doors, people who have jobs, who are working, but it's gotten to the point now where they are, if they were maybe struggling a little bit to make ends meet before, I mean, forget about it with the rising cost of rent. Now they're just losing their homes, being pushed out of their homes. I was talking to one of our case managers the other day, and she was saying that this woman she's trying to find housing for was living in an apartment, was paying just under $500 a month, and got a no-cause eviction notice, and because they were going to renovate the apartments, and they're moving everybody out, and they're going to jack the rent up to over $1,000 a month, so they're almost tripling the rent. So it's really disheartening, you know, to see what's happening out there, because there's a lot of people who, you know, they pay their bills, they're, you know, hardworking citizens, and yet now they're being forced out of their homes and have nowhere else to turn. It's sad.
Yeah. And I mean, you're on the ground floor, you know, you're in the trenches, you're seeing this with your very own eyes. And are there any ideas that are kind of coming out from mayoral candidates about what the heck to do about this? Or is it just kind of stemming the tide?
I've spoken to Mayor Sheevy personally, and she has talked about putting together a special committee just to focus on affordable housing and how do we solve this problem. I haven't heard any direct ideas yet, but I know it's on everyone's minds, and that's what needs to happen. It needs to be top of mind awareness. We need to make sure that people are aware of the situation because this problem isn't going to get solved overnight. You know, we see the influx of people coming to this area and the boom of the economy with all these companies being brought in, which is great for economic development, but it's really hurting the local people that live here and that have come to call this home. And this is their community. This is, you know, a place where they feel safe. And now a lot of them are not sure if they want to stay here. You know, we've heard a lot of people that are talking about moving out of the area. And it's sad because Reno is really known for having that sense of community and togetherness. And
right. If
we're going to solve this issue, that's the only way it's going to happen, is together as a community, working together, putting our heads together, finding solutions, you know, just getting creative. And, you know, it's going to come down to not just the nonprofits, but city officials and elected officials. The developers need to have a sense of social responsibility too, to be able to provide some affordable housing. Or, you know, I've seen some places that are going up that are 80% of the units are market rate, and then the other 20% are reserved for low income and affordable housing. If we had more of those type models
that
and developers
mentality.
Stepping up, yeah, that mentality, yeah. I think it would help balance things at least a little bit.
And how can we kind of, I mean, it's kind of hard to hold some of these people's feet to the fire a little bit, but is there anything people can do as far as just trying to convince people that this is a problem, we need to address it? Or
just keep the conversation going, you know,
Yeah. Make
sure that you're reaching out to your elected officials and telling them what you're seeing out there, and they'll listen because they know there's a problem. And if enough people speak up and they hear that roar, you can't deny it. You can't ignore it.
Definitely not.
And so, you know, we're just trying our best to, you know, drum up community support. You know, if you feel like your voice isn't enough, getting involved, getting hands on, come volunteer for a nonprofit like Catholic Charities. You know, come down and see what we see on a daily basis. You know, we serve an average of about 500 people a day in our dining room, and probably several thousand families, you know, every month through our St. Vincent's food pantry. So it's, I mean, there's people who are really struggling right now and they need the help. And if that means, you know, just getting involved with a nonprofit, volunteering or coming down, bringing some food, donations, whatever you can to help, it's going to make a difference because, like I said, our resources are starting to get stretched thin. So we need support from the community now more than ever to ensure that the people who need our help, we're going to be able to assist them and move them from poverty to sustainability. That's our whole goal, is to get these people sustainable again, prevent these families from becoming homeless, and we just need support from the community to be able to do that.
Yeah, and it sucks. Had such an underlying problem, and it feels like you're just treating the symptom rather than the actual disease.
Sure,
at times.
Sure, because like I said, this isn't going to get solved overnight. This is probably going to be an ongoing issue for a while, and so we just have to really pull up our bootstraps and do the best we can to work with what we've got and make sure that these people aren't being left to fend for themselves, because we don't want people to feel isolated.
No.
You know, this is a great community, a great place to live. And, you know, whenever you ask for something, the community is really good about stepping up and helping out. You know, we have so many great events and fundraisers and different ways that people get involved and engaged here in the community. And I love that. And so being able to just speak my piece here with you today, you know, it is really valuable to know that there is a sense of community here and there's people who are willing to help.
Definitely. And as far as resources go, you say you're stretched thin. Is that across the board? Are there particular things that you were just in dire need of that people might be able to help with today?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're stretched in many of our departments and our services we provide, because, you know, we do everything from food assistance to housing support, employment, and even a lot of just case management, getting people signed up for benefits programs to kind of alleviate some of that financial stress, whether it's helping them sign up for energy assistance to get their utility bill paid each month, or some kind of rental assistance, or if they don't have health insurance, getting them signed up for something like Medicare or Medicaid. I mean, a lot of people are resistant to asking for help sometimes, especially a lot of the new clients we're seeing, because they're asking for help for the first time in their lives. They've never had to reach out for help. And now, because of the situation we're seeing out in the community and the rising cost of living, we're seeing a lot more people that are in need of help that normally wouldn't need assistance. So that's a scary sight to see, you know. I mean, like I said, our goal is to move people out of poverty, get them sustainable and just living their best life. But it's hard to do with what's going on out there right now.
Definitely. So, yeah. Well, hopefully, people, again, like you said, sometimes it's just the little thing of going and volunteering with a wonderful organization such as yours.
Yeah, lots of opportunities.
Seeing the problem firsthand.
Yeah, I mean, we need volunteers on a daily basis. So,
okay.
I mean, go to our website, CatholicCharitiesNorthernNevada.org, and there's a volunteer button right there on the homepage, and you can find out more about getting involved. You can find out more about what our needs are. We have a list of items on there people can donate, whether it's food, clothing, blankets, monetary donations, which we can use towards programs and actual services. So there's a lot of ways people can give back and help and really just help us get through this until we can, you know, find a more permanent solution.
All right. Well, thank you, Matthew Vaughn, for coming in and addressing this, because I think it's something that should be at the forefront of everybody's minds.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate you having me on.
You're very welcome.